Right now, it's time to bring in Mr. Warmth, Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
And good morning, and how are you?
I'm very happy. As a matter of fact, so happy that the news is there's not a lot of news right now this week. So I led the news with your forecast saying that happy days are here again. Warm weather is here again, at least for the next 3 days. So that led our newscast, and will lead our newscast this morning.
Well, I'm glad. It will be partly sunny and mild. Lower 50s today, clear tonight, 30. Sun and clouds, spring-like mid-50s Wednesday. How about partly cloudy and 60 to 65 Thursday and Friday? On Friday, there may be a shower. It cools down over the weekend. Over the weekend, we're probably going to be in the low 40s. It'll be nice. It'll be sunny, but it'll be breezy. So, big change from the 60s, about 20-degree drop over the weekend.
Doesn't matter, because this morning, as I sit here now, it's 35 degrees. Yesterday morning, when I sat here, it was 15 or 16 degrees. Right. And you know what? I'll take a 3 or 4 day spell of 55 to 65 degree weather to prepare me for what's ahead in a month or so. I mean, you know, we're gonna have less and less bitter cold as we go through the rest of the time. I mean, we might get snow. Who knows? We might get sleet and snow. But, there'll be less and less really bitter cold as we move on.
That is correct. Yeah. The only problem is, you could still get more wintry precip.
Oh, yeah.
That's not out of the question yet. Now, just in case you were wondering, if anybody was wondering, you don't have to wonder all the time, but in case you were wondering, because Marshall and I did not cover this yesterday, but we'll cover it today. I have my spring forecast ready.
Oh yeah, I've got it. I've put it up on our homepage already, and I've taken down the last one for in March from last year. And your spring forecast, I'm just going to read people the summary before we go through it month by month. Should be a warmer and drier season compared to normal. Easter weekend could pose a threat for some rain. Memorial Day weekend should be on the warm side with a chance of some showers. All in all, it looks like a pretty good April, May, and June.
That is correct. If you look at the breakdown, folks, this is really not bad at all. First few days of April is fair and cool. Our first full week, showers start and end of the week, and fair in between. Clearing the second week, showers late. Third week, fair, chilly, warming up. There could be a chance of heavy thunderstorms later in the day, or later in the week, Then the last week of April, mainly fair and pleasant. May, showers then nice. That's the first week. Second week, partly sunny. Some scattered showers or thunderstorms. The third week, very nice, some late thunderstorms. And the last week, partly sunny, with even warmer late showers. That would be the Memorial Day weekend. In June, the first week is sunny with late day thunderstorms. Late week thunderstorms. Second week, showers and turning nice. The third week, starting nice. Then we have storms late. That could be on the rough side, meaning heavy or severe thunderstorms. That's the third week in June, probably right around the first day of summer. And the last week, fair and warm, some showers. Last few days, sunny and warm. So I am not looking for anything out of the norm during the springtime.
That's good. And that also made me smile this morning.
I figured it would.
But actually waking up and seeing that it was 20 degrees warmer this morning than yesterday, that was a big, that's just a nice way to start off the day, to look at that and say, okay, today's going to be a decent day, and it's going to be warm, and it's going to be warmer yet. As the sun just is starting to come over some of the houses here on the green in Sharon. Did I talk to you yesterday about WandaVision? I'm trying to think if I did or not. I don't know.
Refresh my memory.
That's the show that from Marvel. That's
yes, you did on Disney. Yes.
So anyways, I did. I went and watched the previews on Disney of some of the new characters and some of the characters they're going to start focusing on. Tell you what, whoever is running Marvel right now, they they just have great. Disney was so smart to start this Disney Plus. They've got
Right.
so much under that. It's just like Discovery Plus, and now CBS is doing it with Paramount. It's just an easy way to watch TV. But whoever the creative people at Marvel really know how to keep things going, and the quality of their work. I'm not saying that these are magnificent movies, but the enjoyment quality of the work is just superior in everything they do. It's just amazing. It really is. You don't know how companies land people that can be that smart for that long. I mean, look at the run they had with the Avengers series. I mean, that was a 17-year run involving like 15 different movies that all were big hits.
Right.
So.
Well, I tell you what was really great yesterday. I got a call from assume I'm assuming it's going to be a big movie. They're going to be shooting out in Oklahoma, folks, and we are going to be their forecasters, which is, of course, a very rough time in Oklahoma because they're going into tornado season. But the movie stars Leonardo DiCaprio and Robert De Niro. Now, I don't have all the details. I believe it's something to do with the FBI, and it goes back into the old days of Oklahoma. So they're shooting it there, and they're going to be shooting right through the summer. And we were picked as their weather forecasting service.
Now that's great.
Yeah. Yep. So I was kind of excited about that yesterday. So boy, that's great. So we'll be starting with them tomorrow, and we'll be going right through the summer with them. And I'm sure I'll be busy watching severe thunderstorms and tornadoes in that region, especially during the spring. So I guess that's why they're on board with the weather service. So I said, yeah, good. I mean, it's good because we're beginning to see the light at the end of the tunnel. Because a year ago at this time, all the movies, commercials, TV shows dropped off the world. I mean, there was just nothing going on. Nothing because of COVID. And now here we are a year later, and we're beginning to see like a resurgence of all of this. So hopefully we're headed in the right direction, but of course there'll always be some foolish people who will think, well, we have no problem right now. I saw some video on the news of hundreds of people close together at a bar drinking down south, partying and everything, no masks, no distancing, nothing like that, because things are good now. Infection, the national infection is low, so there's no problem. The virus is like dying. Well, you tell that to my friend Donna, who's in the hospital now, day seven.
Is she getting better?
She is getting a little better. They had to give her two transfusions yesterday, and that brought all her numbers up. And the rumor is right now that they're going to release her. She's going to need somebody. She's by herself and two little dogs. She's going to need somebody to help her because she's extremely weak. But she is getting better. But you're talking 6 days now.
Hey, the name of the movie, by the way, is Killers of the Flower Moon.
That is correct.
Yeah, it's going to be a good movie. It's based on a historical event.
Right.
So that congratulations on that, Pat.
Thank you.
You're in the money.
Yeah, not exactly.
All right, I'll speak to you tomorrow.
All right, Marshall, you
Take
take care.
care.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning at the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.